Hello and welcome to the Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, Irish acts pull out of South by Southwest, we review Hawk's brand new album, To Fall Asleep, and the latest music from the week that was. But first... Yes, dear listener, you are very welcome back to the Last Mixtape Podcast with Stephen White. This week, one of the big stories in the Irish music scene has been happening over in Texas with South by Southwest. Irish acts pulled out of the annual music festival due to US Army sponsorship, including the RTX Corporation, a defense contractor. This is in line with calls for a ceasefire to the ongoing genocide of the Palestinian people and the US government's involvement. The artists that have pulled out, Kneecap Sprints, Soda Blonde, Gavin James, Robert Grace, Mike Flannery, Chalk, Gurriers, Cardinals, and New Dad. It also includes Enola Gay, Concord White, and Riva. So this began initially with the announcement from Kneecap that they would no longer be performing at the festival. They announced it on Twitter, or X, formerly Twitter. Their statement was, "We have made the decision to cancel our three shows at South by Southwest and not to travel to Austin as planned on Tuesday. It is done in solidarity with the people of Palestine and to highlight the unacceptable deep links the festival has to weapons companies and the US military, who at this very moment are enabling genocide and famine against a trapped population. We cannot in good conscience attend an arts festival that has a US Army and super sponsor and is platforming RTX, formerly Raytheon, Collins Aerospace and BAE Systems, the very companies selling the weapons that have murdered 31,000 Palestinians, over 21,000 of them women and children." And they go on to say, "This is 10 times the number of people killed in a 30-year war in the north of Ireland in 5 months. The organizations are literally profiting from and facilitating war crime. This decision will have a significant financial impact on Kneecap, both on lost income and on logistic costs already incurred. But it isn't an iota of hardship when compared to the unimaginable suffering being inflicted every minute on the every day on the people of Gaza. That organizers of South by Southwest have taken the decision to mix the arts with the military and the weapons companies is unforgivable. That they have done so as we witness a genocide facilitated by the US Army and its contractors is depraved. We did consider only playing unofficial events, but this would still contribute to the festival indirectly. To those who have bought tickets to our South by Southwest shows, we know you will understand our decision and hope you can make other dates / cities on the upcoming North American tour." And that's from Kneecap when they first announced that they would not be performing at South by Southwest in protest to US military involvement. And they were obviously, as I said before, followed and joined in protest by several other bands, all of the Irish acts due to perform at South by Southwest as part of Music for Ireland, and also the ones who were on separate funding, the UK and Northern Ireland, Enola Gay, Conquer White and Riva. And I won't, they had their own announcement yesterday, public announcement, in Texas themselves, and I won't read out the entirety of that, but it does echo a lot of what and all of what Kneecap were really saying as well about their own performance or their own protest against what is happening and the inclusion, the baffling inclusion of the US military in what is an arts festival, or supposedly supposed to be an arts festival. Now, South by Southwest have responded. I will credit Niler 90's incredible piece on it, which pretty much breaks down all the bits of information. I'm going to take a quote that he's taken out of their tweet. I think I saw a few people saying it was probably better if they said nothing at all. But this is a quote from that. Credit to Niler 9. It's on his website. Yeah. "The defense," this is from South by Southwest. "The defense industry has historically been a proving ground for many of the systems we rely on today. These institutions are often leaders in emerging technologies, and we believe it's better to understand how their approach will impact our lives. The Army sponsorship is part of our commitment to bring forward ideas that shape our world. In regard to Collins Aerospace, they participated this year as a sponsor of two South by Southwest pitch categories, giving entrepreneurs visibility and funding for potentially game-changing work." This is part of a series of tweets on March 12th, 2024. Obviously, you can read the entirety of it. I won't read it here. And I do agree with what people are saying. Basically, it would have been better if you said nothing at all. This kind of idea that, well, it's okay because the technology that they are creating, that same technology that is used to kill people, that is used to, that is being used in the genocide of Palestinians, well, it's all right, Jack, because we want to use it for maybe something to do with music or maybe something to do with film. There's different, that it's systems that they rely on, and it doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter for what reason, once it's there, and why not? If you can't beat them, join them, kind of almost feeling of it. And yeah, obviously there was a lot there that I went through with the kneecap one. It should be said kneecap were not the first bands to pull out, but a lot of bands did, and the bands that followed them. And I just want to kind of shout this out more so, obviously, again, to protest the genocide in Palestine and bring that to the fore here on the podcast as much as I can. But also the bands themselves, you know, South by Southwest, whatever about what we just saw in terms of their defense of what of the US military's involvement and companies like RTX and Collins Aerospace, it is a huge opportunity. And the cost of it too, of going to America, going from to Austin and performing these things, the reliance that we would have had, the plans they would have had, the ambition they would have had, and that they turned it down. All of these acts that have done so, that they in good conscience they could not go and perform at something that had that sort of involvement, is incredible, and very, very brave of them to do so. You could see in the public announcement that I mentioned there. From the bands yesterday, the Northern Irish bands and others, how much all of this is obviously impacted them. And as Kneecap rightly say, it's not an iota in what's actually happening in Palestine. But I do want to shout out those bands. Obviously, there is inequity in terms of how this will impact different bands. Kneecap, and all credit to them for what they've done. They have quite a lot of press. They have quite a lot of things going for them. They have this movie coming out. A lot of what they do is covered. They were just on a late night TV show on in America. So they are still losing out. And then they're in a far more prominent position than some of the bands going over there. So those bands are going to lose out huge opportunities that are hard to come by, whereas Kneecap themselves might come by them themselves. So I think it's worth supporting all these acts, and especially the ones that are just emerging and just coming out and may not have that stature. So go on to their band camps, go on, listen to their music wherever you can, maybe go to their shows when they come and perform in your local town. Shout them out online, do whatever you can, because it should be said, and I think anyone who's been to South by Southwest has been around that thing, who's been involved in the music industry, knows exactly what these bands have turned down and what they are doing in solidarity for the people of Palestine. And it's, as I say, it's incredibly brave. And I think a US senator for Texas was like, well, you know, good riddance and all that. And I think if you can annoy people like that, you're definitely doing the right thing, because we can't, art matters. And, you know, it's the poison fruit, isn't it? If it's funded by the US Army, even if it's a sponsorship, it gets in there, doesn't it? And fair play to these Irish artists, all of them. And, you know, as I was saying, the inequity of who's pulling out and stuff like that, it's nothing against Kneecap, but it should be said that the sacrifice being made is huge. By all of these bands, and even bigger by some of them. And yeah, anything you can do to call attention to what is happening should be done. That is the situation as it happened this week. I wanted to kind of sit back and read it all and take it all in, but yeah, incredibly brave stuff by these Irish artists. When you think about how uncertain a career in art is, how uncertain your day-to-day is, all of that, I think we can all be joined in backing them as a scene. I think it's incumbent on us to do so, and backing them as a community, because it says a lot about us too. So a huge shout out to all those bands, and I will share music in the coming days from everyone involved. They're actually all artists I love. So I really wanted to call attention to that. I know that some of that was a lot of me reading out people's speeches and things like that, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't misrepresent anybody as well. And shout out to Niall O'Nine. If you go onto his article, All Irish Bands Have Now Cancelled Their Official South by Southwest Performances, it breaks down a lot of this stuff. So that is what happened at South by Southwest, and I just wanted to call it out and support it as best I can. And so we move on to our review of Hawk's third album, To Fall Asleep, coming after their previous record, Leveling in 2021 and Cause Effect and Effect in 2019, their debut album. And this is quite interesting from them because I think this is actually their best work to date. It is a far more rhythmically led expression of frustration through art, through adversity. A record kind of had that feeling of a compulsion to make art, to express oneself. The standard tracks in it, Strong Possibility, has this hard-edged, beat-driven feel to it that emanates throughout the record itself. White Noise as well has this all-encompassing fuzz and distortion to it too. So it's an album that very much takes things by the throat. There are very few moments where it pulls fully back. I will shout out the closing track, Nobody Told You, as one of those that kind of pulls it, the atmosphere and pulls the dynamic of the album back. But it is quite, I wouldn't say unrelenting, but unrelenting in its atmosphere, unrelenting in its themes. It shows Hawk as a band that have removed, I think, a lot of the, I wouldn't say clutter in their music, but sometimes there was a lot going on, or it was too reserved or too mood driven. Whereas this has that mood, has that kind of feel to it, but is very much a propulsive, propellant album from them. City Creep as well is a song that definitely embodies that propulsive nature. I think it's an interesting record from them as well, in terms of that they're always a band that seem to have something to say with their art, something to say with their music. And it always comes to the fore, if it was in Leveling or Cause and Effect. I know the Repeal the Eighth campaign was a huge inspiration to them, and everything around that about making their art. And that follows through in the socio-political ideology behind the music they make. It very much seems, as I say, as a art is the best form of a mix of expression, and music obviously has that communicative nature to it, that you can use all sorts of colours and all sorts of themes to make their music. And they are a band that have consistently done that. As I say, I think this is the best produced work they've done as well. In the sound of the record, it definitely has more space for the elements to be heard, space for the elements to have a feel to them, and while at the same time having a nature to it that draws the attention and really moves their sound to the fore. I would highly recommend this. I've recommended their previous records. I did really like them too. But I have to say, it's a real step up from them, and very much their best work to date. Standout tracks, Strong Possibility, White Noise, City Creep, Nobody Told You. But the whole album itself has this nature to it that it really hits hard, and it's by the throat. It doesn't particularly let up in any spaces, and when it does, it doesn't thematically let up, which is a very strong point from them. So yeah, I would highly recommend that you go out and check Hawk's new album, To Fall Asleep. It was released just on Friday, and go out and listen to their music. If you see them performing live soon, go out and see them as well. They're a great band, and highly recommend Hawk's To Fall Asleep. But dear listener, you do know what time it is. Yes, they seek him here, they seek him there, those musos seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven or is he at the disco? That damned elusive Count of Monte Playlisto. Yes, dear listener, once again I have delved deep, and with a tear in my eye, I have taken the latest releases from the Irish music scene to deliver another beautiful bounty in the shape of TLMT's Irish mixtape on Spotify. Let us do this. Yes, welcome back. So the first track to be added to the Irish mixtape comes from Villagers and his brand new single, You Lucky One, embodying the sound of Villagers, which has become this incredible tapestry of musicality that Connor seems to construct with all his records that lies just beneath the lyrical meaning and the sharpness of his writing. This one is quite a sharp affair as well, lyrically. Musically, it has the dreamlike feeling that I think started really coming into his records. Well, you could say it came in with the first one, but I feel Darling Arithmetic is when it started to get into this kind of soaring nature of it. Becoming a Jackal, I think, still had a little bit of a ragged nature to it. But there's something quite mystical about his songwriting and his abilities. I remember saying, I think on the podcast before, that I think sometimes Connor is a victim of his own abilities, in the sense that we just expect greatness from Connor, and when he does it, we don't think much of it, or we don't appreciate it in the way that we should. I think if it was anyone else, you'd be like, oh my God, that's incredible. But you go like, oh, well, yeah, you know, Connor's amazing. And I think it's yet again, just the creativity, the language he uses is beautifully done, and both musically and lyrically. And I think, once again, this is a great viewpoint into that, coming from his upcoming album, due for release later this year. So that's You Lucky One from Villagers. Next up, we have the brand new EP from Celavita Mai, It's a New Era, including tracks Break Me Down, Cool Your Temper, Ambience Freestyle, Make You Go, and Wicked Witch, which was the single just released a couple of weeks ago. I really like her work. I think it's very strong, sonically compelling. I think her lyrical ability is matched by her ability to flow out those words and really give them a pointedness, really give them a strength and a power to them, which I think is shown quite well on Wicked Witch and on Cool Your Temper as well. I think it's a really great record from her and really great EP. She's building things up at the moment. You can feel that she's building up to an album and to a big release. And this is a show, sizzle reel, if you will, of what she's about, what she can do. She first came to my notice, I think, at Ireland Music Week, when it was during the lockdown period, the ones that were recorded in Loss Lane, and she did one of those performances, and it was instantly compelling and has continued to be building up and bubbling up on the Irish music scene. And I think this EP is a real showcase for that, and a real showcase to what she can do, especially Wicked Witch and Cool Your Temper as well, I think. And I think she's found that right sonic avenue to go down now, and is really... You can see where it's going, and it's compelling and brilliant to see. So I would very much recommend that you check out It's a New Era from Celavita Mai. Next up, we have a collaboration from Wallace Bird and Spark from upcoming new album, Visions of Venus, and the track Dr. James Barry, which is this beautifully woven track from the two of beautiful strings with Wallace's soaring vocals as well. There's a real organic nature to the music that runs throughout, and it's a truly beautiful, beautiful recording and a beautiful performance by all involved. And it's a lovely melding and melting of two artists' style and sounds, and them complementing one another beautifully. And Dr. James Barry is a wonderful track, an enchanting track to listen to, as always, from Wallace Bird. A great, great release. Next up, we have the new release from Somebody's Child with Oh Emily. And I adore this track. It has this lush indie popness of it, a far-reaching nature to it, a big production, big choruses, big verses. It swings for the fences in that way that indie pop now is trying to do and does. It's all about big melodies, big performance, big sounds, and I really like it. It's a really strong and compelling and sonically compelling release from Somebody's Child, an artist who continues to grow and evolve their music. And this one, in terms of its production, in terms of its songwriting, in terms of its presentation, has definitely done that and really hits the mark that he's looking for, or you feel that he's looking for artistically, which is that big indie pop sound, which is hard to do. It's not an easy thing to create that much of a big sound, and I think he's really nailing it with this latest track, Oh Emily. And next up, we have Fight Like Apes and their cover of Black Boys on Mopeds from Sinead O'Connor. I wanted to spend a little bit more time on this, and I know we've spoken about the genocide in Palestine in relation to the South by Southwest bands and the week before with Lancome, and it's amazing to see just how much Irish artists have really stepped up to the plate in terms of talking about this, bringing this to the fore. And all proceeds of this release will be donated to the Lajay Centre, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, an Ida refugee camp, occupied West Bank, Palestine. It should be said, May Kay has a quote about this from the band. I was in Ida refugee camp in the occupied West Bank in Palestine when I heard Sinead O'Connor had died. There was no one there that didn't know who she was and why she was important. We had a sing-song late into that night on the roof, Irish people singing Sinead songs, Palestinian people singing beautiful folk songs in Arabic. Back when she released this song in 1990, like most things she did, it was brave to speak the way she did. Truly brave. She was mocked, ostracised, shamed. Because of her and her relentless energy for speaking truth to power, it's not dangerous these days for people like us to speak out. She paved the way. We owe this to her. And that's beautifully said by May Kay. And I should say, an absolutely beautiful release from Fight Like Apes and interpretation of the classic Sinead O'Connor song. May Kay's vocal in it and the production around it and how they present it is so weighted and so strong, and it shows the beauty and the power, and rightfully so, as May Kay says in her statement, of Sinead O'Connor's songwriting and the bravery she showed and the uncompromising nature. It's, you know, references to Margaret Thatcher, war, death, bigotry, obviously connected or echoed in today in what is happening in Palestine and the almost sociopathic detachment. I think it was said, by Lancome in their thank you speech at Vicar Street, you know, trying to appeal to the consciousness of people who may not have them. And this song talks about that and the things that people do. And, you know, May Kay is an interesting character, I think, on the Irish music scene in terms of this. I think her voice and her attitude does mirror and echo a lot of Sinead O'Connor's own. An incredibly eclectic artist on the scene from all her work, especially I remember seeing Fight Like Apes in the very early days in, I think it was Electric Avenue in Waterford. I'd never heard of them before and being blown away, and then hearing more of their music as they came to prominence. And I was there at their reunion gig. May Kay, it should be said as well, has been really on the forefront of this. A lot of the information, a lot of the stuff I see is from May Kay sharing the voices of Palestinians online. I remember a couple of years ago, I did a gig for Gaza in the Sugar Club a long time ago, and it shows you. And she was there, and it shows that her involvement, obviously, she says she was at the West Bank in Palestine trying to help people and get help people, and then now using her art and the art of Fight Like Apes as well, should be said, to their what will be their last release, is a poignant one. That shows just the social consciousness of the band and just really the care that they take for their art and expressing that. So it's a beautiful piece of music. It's a beautiful song. It was a beautiful song which Sinead O'Connor recorded. And Fight Like Apes have more than done it justice. And I know more than done it justice with their intent of the interpretation of it in terms of Palestine. And and musically, as well, we'll talk about the musicality of it. What the guys have done on this is beautiful. And yeah, May Kay's voice, it really is quite unique. It really struck me on this recording. I know from the other ones, you know, from her performances, she has this voice that kind of goes onto the Fight Like Apes sphere. And it can be this punkish, a lot like Sinead O'Connor, you know, forefronty voice, but also capable of these moments of these kind of cracks in the voice and stuff like that of real beauty. And it's an incredible track. It's an incredible cover for it, for very worthy cause. You can buy it, I believe, on Bandcamp. So you can get those donations too. And I will say it, hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly, Lajay Centre, Ida refugee camp in occupied West Bank, Palestine. And a very worthy cause and an incredible gesture from the band as well to do with their last release. They're a really meaningful one, and they will be playing the Three Olympia in April as well. So be sure to catch them there if you can, if tickets are still going. And so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, thank you for listening to Last Mixtape Podcast. You can subscribe to Last Mixtape Podcast in all the usual places and spaces. You can also submit your music or gigs to me via stephen@thelastmixtape.com with the subject matter TLMT Podcast, or via Instagram, or by just, like, you know, shouting out, "Hey, Steve," in the middle of a street. Just scream my name. If you say it enough times, I will appear. But for now, this was the Last Mixtape Podcast. You were the listener. I was Stephen White. So long.